Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
My guest today is a bright and upcoming star. He is in Netflix's new series. And you know what? His name is Cameron J. Wright. You've seen him and you love him. Welcome to Hollywood Live Extra, Cameron.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, you are just the biggest star to be as young as you are. You're in this breakout role in Netflix's Family Reunion, and you've got this musical project from Nick Cannon. You've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. But let's talk a little bit about the Netflix's Family Reunion series.
Awesome.
You're working with some of the best people in the business. Loretta Devine, Tia Mowry, Richard Roundtree. My gosh. Did you know who any of these people were when you started working with them?
I knew about all of them, and just getting to be in the workspace with them, the first few weeks, it was like, oh my gosh, it's like kind of like in shock, and just like, because I look up to these people so much. They're just such legendary actors and actresses, so it was pretty surreal, and it still is pretty surreal, just getting to be able to learn from them and getting to be on screen with them. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, that really, and you know what? I am so glad that you realize what an opportunity this is. Sometimes when you're really young, you kind of just are hum-ho about stuff. But this is great. You realize how important it is working with legends like this. And as it turns out, I know all of these people personally. So I know
that
they
awesome.
Are really embracing you, because I know how these people are. They're great folks.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
So now, tell me about your character. You star as Mozzie McKellen.
Yes.
Got kind of a good life up there in Seattle. Tell me a little bit about your character and what you play.
Well, me and my character are pretty alike, so that's a good thing. He's very charismatic, and he's very outgoing, and he loves his family, and he loves music, and I love music, so it's cool. And also, him and his brother are always getting into trouble, and they're just like being a little sneaky there, here and there, but I really love to get to play Mozzie, because it feels like a part of me. It feels like Mozzie is a part of me, so it's really fun.
And this is season 2, isn't it? For
we
Family
are filming
Reunion?
Season 2 right now, yes.
Oh, you're filming season 2. Okay.
Yes.
So what are we going to see in season 2 that really just kind of rocks our world here?
Well, you're going to see different, like, season 1 had a lot of different family discussion, like, topics that families could talk about together. And in season 2, you're going to see a lot more of that. You're going to see a lot more family dynamics, a lot more, we like to spread togetherness in our episodes, and just a lot more. You just have to stay tuned for season 2 to find out.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Cameron, you are what, 15 years old?
I'm 14.
Oh, you're not even 15 yet? Oh, when's your birthday?
August 30th.
Oh, okay. You're a couple of days after my daughter. She's August 28th. So, Cameron, very cool. Yeah, you Virgos, boy. Y'all are on top of it. So, now, what is your day like? You know, give me an idea of what your average day is like for a 14-year-old working actor.
Well, okay. So, I wake up and I get ready to go to set, and I get my stuff ready for school, and then I go, and we have to do school like earlier in the morning before the people, like the adults, get there. So we work with the teacher on set, because me and Isaiah and Jordan, we're all homeschooled, so we do our work on set, and then we usually do rehearsals, and some days there's taping days, some days are like rehearsal days and run through days. So on a taping day, those are my favorite days. I love the live taping. So at 5 o'clock, we have a live taping where the audience gets to come in, and we get to film some of the scenes. And it's just so great just getting to film the scenes in front of an audience, because it's a whole different feel.
Right. Yeah, it really is, isn't it? And I'm so glad that that form of filmmaking is back again, because for a while it went away. Yeah, it's great. You know, you talked about your love of music. In case people don't know, if you're listening, this is the young man that played in the musical Motown. You played a young Berry Gordy, a young Stevie Wonder, and a young Michael Jackson over the course of the show, didn't you?
Yes, it was an amazing experience.
So, you know, I know you do your history and I know you're well schooled, but how much fun was it playing, say, even a Michael Jackson? I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, all of this is hard to do, but Stevie too, and Barry.
Well, Michael Jackson is one of my all-time favorite artists, and I've always been listening to his music since I was little, and getting to be up on stage just like portraying Michael Jackson, it was a dream come true. It was really amazing getting to like tour and everything, and the cast was all amazing. I loved all of them, and it was really great.
You know, it's very interesting because you are very young and you've done this so well. And I know people are often concerned about, you know, younger folks like yourself having to go on tour and just some of the dangers out there. But these days, there's a lot more protection than there used to be for young people. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
And tell us how you're taken care of when you're on the road like this. Is your mom with you?
My mom was with me for the whole tour, and every Monday we would have travel days, and we would fly to different places, and my mom was always with me, so it was really great to have my mom with me, and me and my mom, we were traveling together, and it was awesome.
Oh, I know it was. So, you know, you're also working with Nick Cannon. Now, this, you know, Nick Cannon is one of my all-time favorite DJs. A lot of people don't know he's a DJ. I don't know why they don't know that. But have you heard him DJ?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, he's amazing. Just awesome. But he's got a musical that he's doing. Is it called Incredible Crazy Kids? I think that's what it's called.
Yes, it's a band. It's a singing, dancing group, rapping group. And we've recorded some songs, and we've been working on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is up, and we've been filming some YouTube videos, and the songs should be releasing soon, and I'm very excited for the songs to come out.
Oh, excellent. Well, we want to make sure we have all of your social media handles, so when we finish this and put it all together, you can send this out to all of your friends as well, because we want them to listen to hear
definitely.
What you're doing. Yeah, I'm loving it. So tell me a little bit more about the not only the channel, but the kind of songs and the music that you guys are doing. Because what is it that, you know, 15-year-olds and 16- and 18-year-olds like to hear these days?
Oh, we are taking, with a few of them, we're taking it back to the old school. And we have a few that are like more newer pop music, like more newer stuff. But we also have our throwback songs. So they're all amazing songs, and I cannot wait for them to be.
Oh, I can't either, because I know how Nick does it. Nick does not play. So if we were to listen to your latest streaming, however you stream your music, what's in your current playlist?
Oh, my favorite artist, one of my favorite artists, Bruno Mars. So there's going to be a lot of Bruno Mars there. A lot of Motown, a lot of Motown music, a lot of R&B soul. I love R&B, everything. Just pretty much a little bit of everything, because I love to listen to all types of music pretty much.
I think that's why you are as talented as you are, Mr. Cameron. And you know something? Bruno Mars is my favorite. I wouldn't tell this to anybody, but last night I turned him on real loud and was jamming myself.
Awesome.
I love Bruno. I love him. Have you ever seen him in concert?
He's so good. Oh, yes. It was so amazing. He's so
Isn't
great
that amazing? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
He really is. Who else have you seen in concert that you really like?
I've seen Panic at the Disco in concert. That was pretty cool. And I went to this, it was called the Mother's Day Love Jam, and there was Keith Sweat, there was John B, Genuine, and there was the Isley Brothers, and it was a really good concert. That was good, too.
Oh my gosh, you really do like old school and great music. Just so everybody out there knows, you're listening to Hollywood Live Extra. My guest today is Cameron J. Wright. We're talking about all of the stuff that he's doing, which is a lot. Let me just say, you know, a lot of young kids, I know there's a lot of bullying going on in the world today, and I know young people are dealing with a lot of issues on social media. What would your suggestion be to someone who really wants to do something, but they feel that they can't because people will bully them, or, you know, what should young people be thinking about and what should they be doing?
I say they should look for support in people that love them and care for them, like their parents, their families, or if they have like some like an older sibling that like can like help them and just talk them through it, because I'm sure like older siblings have like experience dealing with certain issues and they can help give the younger siblings advice about what to do next.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a sibling, what, you know, who else should you talk to?
You should talk to any family member, any friends that you have, any person that you think could give you good advice and just to set you on the right path and make sure that you're heading towards your goal. And I think that's very important.
Oh, Cameron, I know you're going to be a huge star or just huge at whatever you decide to do in your life. But what are some of your goals? And, you know, like 5 years from now, where will we be seeing a Cameron?
Hopefully my goal is just to be successful with whatever I want to do. Like, I'm just hoping that if I want to take a path, that hopefully I'll be successful in that path. So hopefully I'm still singing, acting, and I'll see where this goes, and I'm really excited for the future.
Oh, Cameron, you've got a bright future. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We're going to have you back again. When does Family Reunion air?
Family Season 2, we don't know yet because we just started shooting, but it should hopefully soon. So.
Okay, yeah, and it does stream because it is on Netflix. So once it's
yes,
up, it's, it'll
one,
be there.
Part 1 and Part 2 are out now, so...
Okay, so everybody can catch it there. You are just delightful, yes. Cameron J. Wright. Come back and join
me
anytime. Thank you for coming.
Awesome. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay. And for everybody else out there, don't forget to subscribe and get the AURN app, or you can subscribe to SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. Make sure you download all of these because you certainly don't want to miss anything like this. This one we just did with Cameron J. Wright. How delightful is he? If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.